My hot dog has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My hot dog has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
So who's going to have an Oscar Mayer wiener today, or any kind of hot dog? We will celebrate the hot dog on this 4th of July, a day the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council says Americans eat 150 million of them in one day alone. How do you like your hot dogs? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, July 4th. Our guest has probably had 150 million hot dogs over his lifetime, or at least he's approaching that. He has always loved hot dogs, and he will tell us everything we need to know about hot dogs and how to make the perfect hot dog and how we can kick them up a notch. Your questions, your favorite kinds or styles of hot dogs are welcome at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Very happy to have with us Russell Van Kryenberg, food writer and author of Hot Dogs: Recipes for Delicious Hot Dogs, Buns, and Condiments. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
And so the title of the book is Hot Dogs, H-A-U-T-E. Why that?
Yes, well, we wanted to kind of show everybody that this book is a little more than just your classic backyard hot dog. We wanted to kind of tell people that this is the hot dog at its best, really.
Yeah. So it's sort of a gourmet hot dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe more of a hot dog that would appeal to adults than the kid in us.
Probably. I mean, there, you definitely start to get some strange toppings that I'm sure a kid's not going to want to see on their hot dog.
Well, let's start talking about your love of hot dogs that blossomed when you were a kid, and all kids love hot dogs, I think, but you really, really loved them.
I did. I've loved hot dogs as far back as I can remember, and it really grew. I mean, as a kid, you're right, we kind of all do love them. They're that junk food that we can't get enough of. But it's kind of when I got on my own in high school and then college, when I probably took the obsession a little too far. I would eat hot dogs just all the time, almost every day for lunch, probably for a good year or two. And I don't know that I ever tired of them either.
Yeah, what do you think it was about them that made you be so obsessed with them?
I think early on I discovered that they really are just a versatile food. I mean, whether it's a snack or as a meal, because you really can put just about any topping on there, and it makes it a completely different experience.
Yeah, and you would you would take your dates, or anytime a friend wanted to go out to dinner, it was to a hot dog stand.
Oh yeah, I would definitely try to push that all the time. So I went to college in Austin, and Austin is a great food truck and diner city, and so there really was no end to great hot dogs there.
So, the book does talk about the different, regional styles of hot dogs to some extent. What's the Texas, if there is a Texas hot dog?
Well, down here you'll see a lot of barbecue being put on hot dogs. In the book, we kind of have the Texas barbecue dog, which is it's topped with pulled pork and then baked beans and then a Texas style mop barbecue sauce, which is a really thin barbecue sauce. And you'll definitely see that in a lot of places. And it's really good, too.
A barbecue on it, yeah.
Yeah. We love our barbecue down here, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, now, we're not too far here in Madison from Chicago, and it seems to me, maybe it's just because it's so close by, that the Chicago hot dog is world famous, yes?
Oh, absolutely. That's probably usually one of the first questions I get is a question about the Chicago dog.
Tell us about what's on the Chicago dog and how that came about.
Yeah, the Chicago dog is a great one. So on top of it, we kind of get this drag to the garden style, as a lot of people say, and it's going to be chopped onion. Well, first it's yellow mustard usually, and then it's going to be diced onions, tomato wedges, some sport peppers, relish, and then you get a dill pickle sphere or a pickle slice, and then celery powder. And it's a pretty strange concoction, especially for the U.S. And as for its origins, it's pretty interesting. It started out back around the Depression, and it was originally known as Depression Dog, which lost some of the vegetables and also included potato wedges or fries. And the dog was invented out of necessity. I mean, at a time when just 10 years earlier, people were eating hot dogs for nickel just as a snack or for a fun meal. When the Depression hit, it became kind of this need to eat a full meal for such a cheap price. And so vendors would find whatever cheap vegetables they could get their hands on and just throw it on top of these hot dogs. And a lot of these vegetables would be pickled to kind of save these vendors a hassle of keeping fresh vegetables. And that kind of led to what would be the relish. And over time, this dog that was feeding people who just needed a full meal for just 5 cents somehow became this just really interesting Chicago favorite.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because it is like all these vegetables and other foods on the hot dog. That what's the neon green relish all about?
So that one that was kind of trickier to track down. I mean, you see some cities take little toppings like that, and they kick it up a notch. It kind of goes back to just vendors competing with each other to
stand out,
one up each other. Yeah, to stand mm-hmm. out. Because you see up in the Northeast, a lot of hot dogs will have these art. Well, just about all hot dogs are going to be dyed a red color to make them look a little more appealing. But some of these Northeastern dogs are like dyed a neon red. And that also came out of this kind of desire to stand out and kind of one up their next door neighbor.
Right. So we talked a little bit about the Texas dog, the Chicago hot dog. The other one that comes to mind is the Coney Island dog there, in New York. But your book says that it's really not, it actually is from Detroit. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the reason it's named Coney Island Dog is in honor of Coney Island. So like a quick history of the hot dog pretty much will track its invention back to New York City or somewhere thereabout, around the 1860s or so. And as the hot dog began to spread, it was known that it was this New York treat. But by the time it got over to Michigan, which has a very heavy kind of Greek immigration population, they decided to make their own toppings and kind of make the hot dog their own, as did just about every city and population in the nation. And that's where they introduced these Greek sauces and these meat sauces that we kind of know today that make Coney Island dogs or chili dogs.
We are talking about the perfect hot dog, the many different styles of hot dogs, the gourmet hot dog. We are welcoming your questions about hot dogs. How do you like your hot dogs? Have you ever tried making your own buns and relish or other condiments? What is the best hot dog you've ever had? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Maybe you've even created your own style of hot dog with the special toppings. Let us know. We'll also talk about some other sausages too. As we talk with the author of Hot Dogs, Recipes for Delicious Hot Dogs, Buns, and Condiments. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
Well, I never heard anything like that before. That is... A quartet, of course, singing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song. We are talking about wieners and hot dogs and frankfurters of all kinds, and we're welcoming your questions. Come on, it's the 4th of July. This is the day that we probably eat more hot dogs than any other day of the year, and boy, do we love our hot dogs in America, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, Americans consume 7 billion hot dogs in the summer months alone? Wow. How many hot dogs do you consume? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Russell Van Kryenberg. He is a food writer and author of Hot Dogs, recipes for delicious hot dogs, buns, and other condiments. And we are celebrating the hot dog. So, Russell, you talked about how the hot dog probably originated, at least in this country, somewhere in New York. But what is the story of the origin of the hot dog?
Well, I mean, it's a long story, and the history of the hot dog really is kind of tracking down that moment that someone decided to cut a slice in a bun and put a sausage or a hot dog inside. Because as far back as you look, both bread and sausage have existed side by side. In England and especially in Germany, I mean, these are two food items that are served commonly next to each other and for a very long time. But you don't really see any account of it happening until America in the late 1800s.
So what makes a sausage a hot dog?
Well, I think the most common thought is when it's, I guess really, just to be completely honest about the hot dog, is when it's pureed into that meat paste that is then eventually cured and cooked. Because with sausage, you get a lot of that texture, because the meat is usually ground pretty roughly, and it's left that way. And with the hot dog, which kind of, again, grew out of just a necessity of the industry and just tended to be leftover cuts because they were cheaper, these leftover cuts were a lot tougher, and so they had to be ground down really fine. And I think that's what we know as a hot dog today, is that bologna texture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you're right. It kind of the classic Oscar Mayer hot dog reminds me of a bologna in a tube, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, here in Wisconsin, we have Oscar Mayer right here in Madison, but we also love our brats here. The brat and the hot dog are completely different things.
Yeah, I mean, you get kind of just like with the hot dog, that you can top it with just about anything. I mean, with these sausages, you really can. I mean, they're made the same way. In essence, they're really the same thing. But, I mean, the meat you use, the cuts you use, and then, of course, all the different flavorings really just make them a wildly different
taste,
different item.
Yeah. So what? But as for hot dogs, there are different meats. Or no meat at all that can go into the hot dog. Talk about that.
Yeah. So originally, so there's the Frankfurter and the Wiener are the two words we use the most. And these actually mean two different things. The Frankfurter came from Frankfurt, Germany. And that's it started to be a pork sausage. And today that's going to be an all pork hot dog, which you actually don't see too often anymore. But that's kind of the hot dog that landed here in America first. Mm-hmm. And again, that came out of just this heavy German immigration in the late 1800s. And then the wiener, that comes from Vienna. And there, that was common to see a beef and pork mixture. And that's kind of the hot dog that's lasted. Today, the commercial hot dogs you'll see in stores will also include chicken and then soy products to kind of round them out. But a really good hot dog, if you want to find one that's just all meat, will usually be either a beef and pork mixture or an all beef hot dog, which is very common and not all that modern. That kind of grew out of New York City, but that's definitely becoming more popular today.
Yeah, the all beef kosher hot dog too.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And then and, there is also the, at least maybe, and I'll let you know, a lot of our listeners know, I don't eat meat. I do enjoy a veggie hot dog or even, you know, a vegan hot dog from time to time. It's probably not quite the same, but I get to put that in a bun and put all those toppings on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's such a great range of soy dogs and tofu dogs and all these other vegan and vegetarian options, and it's really great to see because that's not something you would have seen 100 years ago at all. And so today, though, it's you can go into any grocery store and you'll see a great selection of that.
Well, we'll talk. I'm sorry, because we have a caller waiting. Let me go to Bill in Lancaster. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I won't eat a commercially produced hot dog, but we got I got cows, and when I send a cow to slaughter, I get 40 or 60 pounds of all beef franks made down in Bloomington at Bloomington Meats. And those things are so good, you can't hardly wait for the grill to warm up before you're trying to munch on them.
What makes them better, Bill?
Well, first of all, I know where the meat comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they're really, they do a good job down there.
Talk about knowing your local farmer, too, Bill.
Yeah.
That's great. So have any comment on that, Russell, as to, you know, the commercially made hot dogs versus the... I don't know, the local farmer produced hot dog.
Well, I mean, I think he was right in that you really do, you get that control. You know what exactly is going into it. And I make a lot of my own sausages and hot dogs at home as well. I don't have a farm or a cow to use my own meat, but I can source it from a butcher I trust. And it's a fun process. You can do it at home or you can have a butcher make it for you. And again, it's just that control you get because you're choosing the flavors in addition to the ingredients. So it's truly your own sausage or hot dog.
All right. Build for us right now your, I don't know, personal favorite. If you were going to make your 4th of July hot dog at home right now, tell us what you would, how you'd make it and what you'd put on it.
Yeah, well, don't tell any of my my fellow Texans down here, but my favorite really is the Chicago dog.
Good.
I mean, you put a pickle on a hot dog and I'm sold. I mean, that's just too good. And I really wouldn't change the recipe. The classic, just all beef hot dog, yellow mustard, that neon green relish, tomato wedges, the sport peppers, and then that pickle on that celery salt is just my perfect idea of a hot dog.
Yeah,
serve it with a big pile of fries, and I'm sold.
Sounds good. You cannot put ketchup on a hot dog or just the Chicago hot dog.
So yeah, it depends who you ask. Here in the States, it's pretty hard to find somebody putting a ketchup on a hot dog, and you'll actually run into people who just flat out will not let you do it. I actually got in an argument with one of those diner chefs in Austin because my friend asked for ketchup on our hot dog and he just wouldn't do it. And so you will see that a lot. But especially in Chicago, yeah, that's one condiment you do not put anywhere near that Chicago dog.
So any toppings that, you know, that's the Chicago toppings, but I mean, are there toppings that we should always consider for hot dogs or toppings that... that it's not a hot dog without this topping on it.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I mean, I'm going to lose all the people who don't like mustard, but I happen to be a huge mustard fan, and there are just so many varieties of mustard that I like to say that if you're going to make a hot dog, consider finding a nice tasting mustard, whether it's just a classic yellow or maybe a spicy deli or a Dijon.
And you make your own toppings, including mustard?
Yeah. It's, again, just one of those things where you have that control, and so you can make it your own. Mustard happens to be one of those condiments that's very easy to make, and it's one of the easiest to make taste, very similar to a store-bought. Some of the other condiments, it's a little tougher to actually make taste like what you buy from the store. But again, if you're making it at home, that's not always the mission. And it's really fun to make because it's pretty easy too. And all you do is you just mix everything up. And again, you can make it as spicy or as tame as you want it.
Well, we have some listeners chiming in on Facebook. James writes that he loves Chicago-style hot dogs as well. Linda writes, she loves the Costco hot dogs. Real beef, taste amazing. Don't tell me what's in them.
Yeah, I actually hear that a lot. Those Costco dogs are great, and they're priced nicely too. So
yeah, that's always a deal. And she would love a veggie dog if there were one that had lots of taste. Well, maybe we'll ask our guest if he has a recommendation for a tasty veggie dog. And we will also ask our guest about another listener who wants to know about Iceland's national obsession with the hot dog. We'll see if our guest knows about that. And we'll welcome more of your calls and suggestions.
Hot dogs. Hot dogs. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Step right up.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Even Armor kids with chicken pox. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about hot dogs and how we all love hot dogs. We're celebrating the hot dog on this 4th of July because summer is hot dog season, and chances are you will be grilling out, cooking out, and having a hot dog this weekend. We are talking with a guest food writer who can share some recipes for taking your hot dogs beyond the usual mustard and relish. We are talking about kicking them up a notch. Talking about gourmet hot dogs, not just that hot dog you remember as a kid that, I don't know, maybe you boiled in a pot of water and put ketchup on. How do you like your hot dogs? Do you have a certain style of hot dog that you like? What do you put on your hot dogs? How do you make them? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Russell Van Kryenberg. He's a food writer and author of Hot Dogs, recipes for delicious hot dogs, buns, and condiments. And we have a question on the table from Scott in Oconomowoc. Does your guest know about Iceland's national obsession with hot dogs? They call them pilsa over there. Russell?
Yeah, it's strange. When I was researching hot dogs, it was pretty obvious that America would kind of come out on top with regards to consumption, and we do. By far and away. But these countries that were in slots like number 2 through 5 were very, very close to us, actually shockingly close for their small populations. And one of them was Iceland. The other top contenders are some of the Scandinavian nations, not too far away. As for where that came from, it was hard for me to track down how these countries became so obsessed with the hot dog. It seems that around the 40s or 50s, the hot dog started to kind of become this like international treat. Some countries served it sort of as like a strange nod to America, saying, "Hey, this is what Americans eat." And others took it and just made it better or made it their own. And it just kind of exploded over there.
Interesting. I didn't know about that. And what about in Germany? Are Germans eating the American style hot dog?
I don't think so. No. I mean, I'm sure you can probably find it somewhere, but if you want an authentic German dog or an authentic German take on the hot dog, you're definitely going to be looking at something that's a little further from a hot dog, and it's definitely going to be, it's going to involve sausage. And the closest thing I could find naturally that kind of has some sort of backing to it in history is this strange, almost hamburger hot dog combination. It's these three little sausages on a kind of like a soft hamburger style roll. And so, and that's, I mean, we wanted to kind of keep the book as authentic as we could. We wanted to say, hey, if you go somewhere, what kind of hot dog will you find them eating, and how long have they been eating it? Because I think that's where the hot dog is so interesting, is these recipes that maybe seem modern or strange really are 100 years old, and they've kind of been passed down from one generation to the next in these different cities.
Let's go to Kathy in Madison. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say, you bring up good memories. I live in Madison now, outside of Madison right now, but I'm from New York and New Jersey, and in the early 70s, we used to get what we called an Italian hot dog, and it was sold right on the street from the window at a deli, where the grill was right in the window, and there were fried potatoes with onions and peppers on one side of the grill, and the gentleman would throw the cooked hot dog, probably the bread or even cash, onto the grill. He would pick up what looked like pizza bread or a pita, cut the top off it, and shove that hot dog in it and put fried potatoes, onions, and peppers, salt and pepper, and that was it.
Oh, my gosh. It broke up a little bit, Kathy, on your cell, but did you catch that, Russell?
Yeah, the Italian dog is another one of my favorites, actually. And that's a great one. I mean, that's a good hot dog you go to if you're really hungry, because, I mean, she's right. I mean, it's covered in these just delicious kind of potato wedges, and then you get the onions and peppers, and it is, it's a really great hot dog, and it's kind of one of the earliest hot dogs that kind of took what we know as a hot dog and kind of pushed its boundaries by changing the bun and using either a pita or pizza bread, depending on what diner you went to back then.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, is that, it's an Italian hot dog, and I don't mean to be splitting hairs here, or is that the Italian sausage?
I know, so it's kind of known as the Italian dog, and so that's the hot dog, and it came out of New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing that. Let's see, we have, I did have the question on the table from Linda. She would love a veggie hot dog if there were one that had lots of flavor. Do you think there is one?
I'm sure there is out there. I'm unfortunately not an expert on the subject.
On the veggie dog.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to ask there. But I know a lot of my vegan and vegetarian friends who, they don't give up hot dogs because they love them too much. So they find good brands and good styles out there.
So let's talk about making that perfect hot dog. All right, we choose the kind of hot dog we want. Well, let's say it's, let's say it's the beef and pork mixture. So how do we make that? Do we boil it? Do we microwave it? Do we have to put it on the grill? What's the best way?
Yeah, there are so many ways to cook a hot dog. And that's, I think, I'm sure I say this about every aspect of the hot dog, because I think by now y'all know I am obsessed, but
yeah.
The cooking methods are truly fun. It kind of starts it off right. My personal favorite is grilling, but that's probably just because that's all we do down here in Texas. But I love that char you get out of it. It just adds kind of a textural component that you wouldn't normally get with a hot dog.
And so you just plop that hot dog on the grill and that's it? Or is there a secret to the perfect grilled hot dog?
I mean, normally you're going to see a lot of people put hot dogs kind of up on that second little warming rack or that kind of that rack that's supposed to stay cooler. And a lot of times you'll see people keep it out of the way of the heat and kind of cook it normally where it won't get a char. You also won't risk busting it or kind of rendering any of that fat and flavor out. But I say just put it right on top of the grill grates after the temperature's kind of cooled down a little bit and just cook it directly over that flame and let it get that char. And just watch it because it's going to cook really quickly, and so you don't want it to split or start leaking because that's going to mean you're losing all your flavor.
Yeah, you don't want to poke fork holes in it.
Yeah, always go for the tongs.
What about when you microwave, which I know is not ever recommended, but you said you found a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, with regard to the method itself, I mean, I think the best way is just to wrap it tightly in a dry paper towel and then fold those ends in underneath it. And just microwave it kind of on like power level 8, so 80% or so, for 35 to 45 or so seconds until it's done. And I think that paper towel just kind of helps hold in a little bit of the moisture and doesn't really dry out or get too rubbery.
Yeah, and if you choose to just go the tried and true way when we were kids, at least when I was a kid, the boiled hot dog, is there a secret to the best boiled hot dog?
Yeah, I think here is one of those times where you definitely want to keep that temperature low. So I would say cook it over a slow simmer. So really you just want to see a bubble popping up maybe every minute or two. And it may take a little bit longer. I mean, you're looking at 8 to 10 minutes or so. But again, you're not going to risk pulling any of that flavor out of the hot dog or rendering any of that fat away.
Yeah, and you can put them on a grill pan on the stove, or what, can you even saute them?
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of these hot dog carts and vendors on the street, they're using flat tops, and so you can kind of mimic that with a skillet or a pan at home. And that's another great one, because again, you can kind of get this a little bit of crispiness, but again, it just kind of creates a really flavorful dog.
We are talking about hot dogs, all things hot dogs, with our guest. And we are welcoming your questions for him, your favorite hot dogs that you'd like to share. How do you like your hot dogs? Where was the best hot dog that you've ever had? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Laura in Twin Lakes is with us. Hello, Laura.
Good morning. Hello. I just had to call in about my favorite type of hot dog, and it's a Daisy brand hot dog. They're made by the Crawford Sausage Company in Chicago, and the best way to buy them is if you buy them, they're in the deli section, and they're linked together.
Oh.
So you can buy a whole string of hot dogs. So I would drive down. I live in Wisconsin now, so I would drive down to Chicago often and purchase, like, 2-3 pounds of hot dogs and freeze them just so I'd have them. And one real fun thing about them, the spices are unique. And you would, if you would boil them, you'd boil them to the point when they'd actually split when they cooked. And it would just release the flavors, and they're just out of this world, even to this day.
I love it that you'll make a trip down to Chicago to get those. Russell, a comment?
Yeah, that's a sign of a true hot dog fan. Anytime you go on a road trip, I've never tried those brand, but I'm definitely gonna see if I can find them down here. If not, it looks like I'm taking a road trip to Chicago.
Crawford Sausage Company makes the Daisy hot dog. Okay, sounds great. With this splitting, it sounded like the boiling just split them. But some people, I see them cut in half, and maybe, I mean, is that an okay way to make your hot dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can throw around these rules, but mm-hmm. I mean, a hot dog is meant to be eaten however you like it. And I mean, there are kind of two ways, or there are a lot of ways you can get this hot dog to split. I mean, if you butterfly it, and then, I mean, you can throw some spices or a dry rub on that cut open hot dog and pan fry it, and you're going to get just a dog that you just wouldn't get otherwise. You're going to get a great flavor. And a lot of hot dogs even are deep fried until they kind of just burst open.
Ooh, deep fried hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, talk about healthy right there.
Well, you know, here's Robin Cherry, my producer, says that she grew up on fried hot dog sandwiches. The hot dog was split down the middle. Two pieces of bread were toasted on the skillet, and the hot dog was slathered in barbecue sauce. Have you heard of that?
I haven't, but that's another one I'm going to add to my list to try, because that sounds really good.
It does. We are talking about all things hot dogs, welcoming your questions for our guest, welcoming your favorite style of hot dog. How do you like your hot dogs? What kind do you get? What type? What condiments do you love? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
My hot dog has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My hot dog has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
We are talking about hot dogs. You don't have to be a kid to love hot dogs. We are talking with a guest who admits he's pretty obsessed with hot dogs, and he has been pretty much all his life. And he is here to talk about the history of the hot dog, the best hot dogs, the various types of hot dogs, how to make the perfect hot dog. He even has recipes for hot dogs, buns, and condiments. We are talking with him about his book, Hot Dogs, Recipes for Delicious Hot Dogs, Buns, and Condiments, on this 4th of July. And let's go back to the phones. Amy in Appleton is with us. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to tell you about my favorite hot dog. When I was a girl in the 50s and 60s, dating myself a bit there, I traveled with my father quite a bit in the summer when he traveled for business. And we would stop at Howard Johnson's, and their hot dogs came in a little, almost like its own little bread loaf that would be slit down the top. And they would grill that on all sides in butter. And then they would put in a grilled hot dog with relish, and it came in its own little cardboard nest.
Ooh.
And it was just wonderful. Had them all over the country.
I certainly remember Hojo's, but I don't know if I've ever had one of those. But that's great, Amy. Do you still like hot dogs today or not?
Oh, I certainly do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and wonderful. So, Russell, do you know much about that Howard Johnson's hot dog?
I don't actually. I didn't come across much of that in my research.
Let's talk a little bit about, we've talked about different types of hot dogs and different types of toppings and condiments. What about different types of bread? Here it sounds like its own little loaf of bread, she said. This one comes in. We've talked about pita bread. I mean, what's the, what are the different types of bun?
Yeah, that's another area you can get interesting. I mean, most people do just kind of go for that classic bun, but and it's definitely still king here in America. We like our classic hot dog bun. But, like we heard earlier with the Italian dog, you can use pizza bread or pita. And then about those Scandinavian countries that I was talking about earlier, they love using various flatbreads and potato breads for their hot dogs. And that just takes it in a wildly different direction because you're kind of merging the hot dog with almost a wrap or just a different kind of dish. But there's really no end to the type of bread you see. In France, you'll see all beef sausages slid inside of a baguette, which is a really interesting use for, well, I guess, both a hot dog and a baguette. It's really fun to see because they're really, you can use any bread you want out there. It's just going to kind of make that experience a little different.
But you're going to grab that classic white bun when you have yours today, right?
Yes, I know I will. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Linda in Madison is with us. Hello, Linda.
Hello. Last August when I went to the Mallards game, they had something called the Elvis dog. And they put peanut butter on one side of the bun, sliced banana on the other, grilled the hot dog, wrapped it in bacon. I think there's a little bit of honey there also on top of the peanut butter. And then you were free to put condiments on top of that if you wished. And I did the mustard ketchup and relish, and that was, yummy. Now I understand, did I mention that the hot dog was wrapped in bacon, like one of Elvis's bacon peanut butter?
I'm speechless. Sandwiches. I'm speechless, Linda.
It was fabulous. Now I know why Elvis likes this.
Oh my gosh, the Elvis hot dog! Tell me that. Have you ever heard of peanut butter, bacon, and bananas on a hot dog, Russell?
I haven't, and I think that just won for the most interesting hot dog I've heard of.
That is great. Well, the Madison Mallards is the minor league team in Madison for baseball, so they like to I don't know, do fun things. So maybe they just came up with it. And maybe it was around some anniversary of Elvis or something. Funny. Dorothy in Wausau is with us. Hi, Dorothy.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fun show.
Tell us, so how do you like your hot dogs?
Well, my mother taught me this. She came from kind of an Irish-Swedish background. Some kind of white chewy bread with butterflied hot dogs, like broiled or grilled.
Mm-hmm.
Sliced reddishes, green onions, salt, pepper, and mayonnaise. And I became, like, addicted to that, and I've never met anyone else that ate that.
Does that sound like a certain regional type of hot dog, Russell?
That's I was actually thinking, that's another one I had not heard of. Y'all are coming up with some really good ones.
Yeah.
As for where that came from, I have no idea. Those are really interesting. That's an interesting combination of toppings. It sounds really good.
Does anybody else put mayo on hot dogs?
You'll see it a lot in Europe and such, but you don't find it too often on hot dogs in America, at least not in these classic recipes that I came across.
Karen in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite hot dog story is when I was a kid, our neighbors moved from next door to us to Waterloo, Wisconsin, and my brother and I got to go spend a couple days with them, and it coincided with Sauerkraut Festival. So the mother gave us each a quarter and we set off for the festival, and those were the most delicious hot dogs ever, with the sauerkraut and the good bun, and we enjoyed them totally.
Yeah, sauerkraut on a hot dog. I know they put them on brats too, but that's tasty topping for a hot dog as well, Russell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a popular one on at least the East Coast, but you'll see it a lot. And that's one topping that actually kind of hopped the border from America to some of these other countries that started making their own hot dogs. A lot of them decided to keep sauerkraut with them.
Yeah. And, you know, we have hardly any time at all, but Linda in Milwaukee has a way to enjoy hot dogs. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, I don't know if you've heard about this, but I am of Hispanic descent from Texas, and we grew up chopping up hot dogs and mixing them with eggs, and the people who wanted salsa, they could have salsa with the eggs and the hot dog fried, but we ate them with tortillas.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. How about you, Russell?
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Well, leave us with, I don't think we have time. I mean, this has whetted our appetites for some delicious hot dogs later today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Russell Van Kryenberg is the author of Hot Dogs, Haute. Recipes for delicious hot dogs, buns, and condiments. Thanks to Christy Taylor and Robin Cherry for producing the hour. This is the Ideas Network.